threat assessment would be taking into consideration, you know, behaviors, say prohibited behaviors or concerning behaviors.
Lewis Robinson is a special agent in charge at the U.S. Secret Service Office here in Buffalo. The new guidelines are based on research from the Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center. In the Parkland, Florida shootings that killed 17 people earlier this year, the 19-year-old suspect had shown signs of mental illness. Lewis points out a threat assessment team could work to vet out issues before violence would occur.
Concerning behaviors as it relates to threat assessments would be some examples may be sudden or dramatic changes in someone's mood or appearance or behavior. They may have withdrawn or become isolated. Teachers may also see a decline in a student's school performance. And many of these factors tied into that threat assessment, looking at a holistic picture of what's going on in that student's life.
We have conducted a threat assessment and have threat assessment teams at every school and one district wide.
Niagara Falls City Schools Superintendent Mark Lurie embracing the guidelines. He tells WBFO News his district already has threat assessment teams in place.
What are the signs, symptoms, changes in behaviors, appearance, eating habits, sleep habits, grades? Drill down more into those signs and determine what we should be looking for.
Under the guidelines, team members would be allowed to search a student's desk and locker, look through their social media, and interview teachers and classmates. They could also examine a student's life, searching for any potential trouble spots that could lead to violence.
Things we might see that lead you to that with those prohibited behaviors may be intimidation, threats, physical or verbal abuse, harassment, stalking, even sexual assault, or carrying weapons into school. Bullying, obviously, is also another big one.
And so far, 150 Falls City school teachers have received mental health first aid training. Thursday, all Falls City school administrators and Lurie completed the program, and another 60 school teachers will be trained this fall.
There's some noticing that if our eyes are wide open and ears are open, that it's not a perfect system, but we'll be able to hear and pick up signs of that. Nothing prepares us better than listening to other students and parents and following through completely on every sign, symptom, and threat.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.